about Endgame, a pharmacological military-industrial complex grid of control, a scientific dictatorship, a planetary dictatorship to carry out the orderly extermination of the majority of the world population. Now, from UN documents, I made this film 3 years ago, Endgame, documenting it all. Now we have the White House science czar's own book as if I wrote it, but from their perspective, or as if General Stubblebine wrote it, but from their perspective, confirming everything we've ever said. Because we can look at what they're doing and tell you what their operation is, but to have their signed, sealed confessions, and then to not see them arrested, to not see this stopping, it's incredible. Dr. Rima Lebo, medical doctor, she's treated heads of state, her husband, their partners in fighting crime, Major General Stubblebine, they're both here with us, and we're going to go back to Dr. Lebo here in a minute. They join us via speakerphone because we can't get through the regular line in Central America right now, so we're on their backup line. General, knowing about John P. Holdren's publications and the internal government documents that are now public, where the plan to carry out this extermination is just admitted, is it the weight of the system, its own inertia, that they don't get in trouble, or kind of like Hitler couldn't get in trouble until we finally removed him? I mean, where is this going?
Well, I don't think so. I think that they are, in some way, are of the opinion that they've got to publish what they're going to do so that it makes it all right when they actually do it. There's another piece, too, and that is, if you're going to have a program that as complicated as this one, then you must have a manual by which you go by. You know that every item in the military has got a manual somewhere. So they've written the manual for it.
And I want to make another point, Alex. You said, why don't they get in trouble? Well, they control the system so they don't get in trouble with indictments and things like that. But we, you and I and the other truth discussers, we are their trouble. And as long as we have the Internet, they are increasingly, day by day, exponentially in more trouble because we understand what they're doing. We're finding their documents, and we're disseminating them, and we're creating pushback. And it is pushback that has saved us so far. I want to mention something that may seem a little bit unrelated, but it's actually a good example of pushback. The National Organic Standards Board of the United States Department of Agriculture was a good idea when it was started in the 90s, but it has become, like everything else in the federal government, like the FDA, the Fraud and Death Administration, and the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation, they have become the tools of the industries that they were designed to regulate. The same is true with the National Organic Standards Board, which now allows more than 10% GMO contamination in your organic food. It allows organic hops in your organic beer. But in addition to that, I'm sorry, it allows GMO hops in your organic beer. But one thing that happened because of huge public outcry today is that the National Organic Standards Board was forced to apply organic standards to body care products as well as food products. They named by name Amazon Organics, Avalon Organics, Desert Essence Organics, Giovanni Organic Cosmetics, Jason Pure Natural and Organic Cosmetics, Nature's Gateway Organics, and Noah's Natural Organics as companies that were not following the organic rules. Doesn't sound like a big win in the context of genocidal activities.
Yeah, so they're taking over the certifiers of organics so they can mislabel. But stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to try a better phone line with you guys as well. Stay with us.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are trying different connections to get better audio with General Stubblebine, Major General Stubblebine, and Dr. Rima Lebo from their headquarters. Joining us from Health Freedom USA down in Panama, and she's going over organics, victories we've had. First, we had a victory in pushback. 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on store shelves. Now, half of it in many cities became organic. It funded local farms, funded organics, but the establishment came in, took over the organic certification groups, many of them, and began certifying. And I'm simplifying this. There's a lot of different techniques they used. Certifying things that were GMO, that were genetically modified as organic. But she's saying there's been a victory there. Then we'll get into the latest on flu and a lot more. But before we go there, I want to finish my question to General Stubblebine and to Dr. Lebo. You're a medical doctor and a psychiatrist, Dr. Lebo, and General Stubblebine's commanded hundreds of thousands of troops and generals and many others, and he understands psychology. And I loved your answer to why they write these books. This is a manual, and we've bought over 100 globalist manuals, high-level government manuals for State Department people, UN people. They admit Carol Quigley's book was commissioned by the CFR and other organizations as a briefing manual for high-level CIA and State Department, not meant for public distribution. And they admit these are manuals, but that something else General Stubblebine said I wanted to comment on, and then Dr. Lebo, with her psychiatry background, understanding this, why do these people have a compulsion to tell you what they're going to do publicly, but, you know, in a small way. They whisper under their breath. It's like the old tales of vampires and the fables having to trick you to invite them in. Why do they always tell you what they're going to do? Why first General Stubblebine and then Dr. Labo?
It seems to me that it's almost, and I have no evidence of this other than watching it over and over and over again, but it's almost like they have a manual that says, in order to do what we're going to do to these people, we got to tell them what we're going to do before we do it. I mean, it's almost a ritual event. And after you've seen it the first time, you say, oh, no, second time, oh, no, but eventually you get to a point where you said, holy smokes, these people are crazy. But they're telling us what they're going to do to us before they do it. And if we don't pay attention, then it's our fault that we're getting in trouble. That's when we've got to start the pushback before it becomes totally effective.
I'm sorry, Alex. Go ahead.
Go ahead. And then we're going to get into Stop the Shot, the organics. What's happening with Codex Alimentarius? I mean, give us the latest. You were there because you guys are really pushing back. I mean, you are leaders actually taking action. But commenting on that question to General Stubblebine, as a psychiatrist, why are they obsessed with telling you what they're going to do? But then if you say, I don't want that, they say, oh, this book doesn't exist. I mean, it's crazy.
Does anybody remember Son of Sam, who was cutting newspapers apart and magazines and pasted together messages like, stop me before I kill, after he had killed and before he killed a lot more people? There is a need to be recognized that's very deep in the human psyche, no matter how evil and perverted the human psyche is. And so criminals, police, detectives know perfectly well that criminals get caught because they leave clues saying, recognize me, even though they may not consciously want to be caught. And in fact, I believe that this may be the last remnant of humanity in psychopaths so insane that they can, and I'm saying insane as a trained psychiatrist, so insane that they can comfortably and laughingly contemplate with great smugness the genocidal extermination of virtually everybody who doesn't personally serve them or their cohort. This is fabulous craziness. Understand, there's nothing normal about it. And so I believe that the reason they have this rule, which it appears that they do have, is because it serves their last shred of humanity. This is not a conspiracy theory. We all know at this point that a theory is an untested hypothesis. We have the documentation. This is a conspiracy reality to kill. And I want to point out that what's happening and what's being shared on the Internet is the revelation of what we predicted and what you predicted, Alex, which is that the swine flu vaccines are in themselves causing miscarriages and horrific neurological.
Okay, we're going to go over that right now, and I'm going to sit back and give you both the floor to go over your lawsuit, victories we're having, but also the carnage being created by the vaccines that was predicted because of the medical evidence. But I want to go back to the nature of our enemy. I think there's one more reason that in white papers that they publish, they admit their entire plan and then disdainfully tell the general public none of it exists. While Ban Ki-moon admits world government, carbon tax to enslave us, and then other publications owned by George Soros say it doesn't exist, while he goes on Lehrer NewsHour and calls for world government and carbon tax to fund it, his publications, all six of them, attack Alex Jones and say, I'm crazy, none of it exists. I will explain why this is happening, and I want General Stubblebine and then you, Dr. Labo, to comment on this. Then we'll go over your evidence and then take calls. But they're also doing this to multiple audiences, to the dumbed-down, easily suggestible, cowardly people who want to buy a lie, who want to lay down, who want to be slaves, they just don't want to hear about it. it's none of this exists. But then to those of us that they know are not wicked and do have empathy and are tuned into our center and do love people and love creation, it's a threat. Yeah, we're going to kill you, and there's nothing these dumb slaves are going to do. They're never going to wake up. So really, it's a bravado. It's an arrogant, you know, the devil roars to see who he may devour and to intimidate. So it's also blowing their trumpet saying, look, we'll tell the world we're going to kill you. And look at these slaves. They won't even listen to you. I've had elitists tell me that. They go, Alex, you notice you lay all this out and the slaves don't care. They want to be slaves. So it's also a type of not just bragging, as you said, but a type of intimidation. General Stubblevine.
Incidentally, I totally agree with you, Alex. There are a group of us that need to be intimidated. There's a group of us that are sound asleep, that won't even pay any attention. But those who are pushing back need...
We just lost their line. Those of us pushing back need to be intimidated. If we've got them on another backup line, flip them over. I don't think this is a conspiracy. I think it's because they're in Panama. Okay,
well,
General.
I don't know where it is, but it sure is... frustrating.
Well, you know what? With Ventura, they may have been cutting him off. Okay, you were saying there's a group of us who needs to be intimidated. Go ahead.
That needs to be intimidated.
In their view.
And needs to be controlled. And so if we publish all of this and we tell them, they can say, oh, well, you better pay attention, young man. If you don't, you're going to be blah, 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 blah. So I believe that there is a pounding of chest, a patting themselves on the back, and letting us know that what is coming down the pike is not going to be good for us. So you better shut up, sit down, and just take it.
Well, you know, Alex, what you were saying and what I was saying are the same thing. This kind of arrogant hilarity, the feverish hilarity you might see in these pronouncements and then the denials, is very much both an aggressive demonstration of their power, and at the same time, you can see it as this need to be recognized and an intimidation. But then again, our behavior as human beings is usually motivated by many things at the same time. So this makes perfect sense. It's not unitary. It's several things moving us in the same direction. Whatever it is, thank goodness that they feel the need to reveal their plans first so those of us who are awake and trumpeting can let people know what's going on. And while we have the internet, we have the power to awaken and people have the power to make change. We have a lawsuit. The Natural Solutions Foundation has a lawsuit that had a hearing on Thursday, November 5th, which was after we spoke from the Codex meeting. And right now I'm sending out an urgent alert through your show, Alex, for plaintiffs, people who are willing to make a complaint to stop the compulsory or the deadly vaccines. Even if they're voluntary, they're still deadly. They're still causing miscarriages. They're still causing things to happen, such as happened to Desiree Jennings, the cheerleader in training. We need parents in New Jersey with children 5 years of age or younger who are willing to say electronically, I don't want my child vaccinated, and this will cost no money for the parents. They will not have to travel to Washington, D.C., to the federal court. They will prepare a certification and sign it that represents their situation. If you are willing, or if you are the custodial grandparent or parent, and you are willing to participate in this Stop the Shame.
Okay, we lost their line again. We're going to come back to them after break. They've got a program. They've filed suit. They need a class action to block the inoculation. And it is forced. They are injecting children all over the country. When the parents find out, they say, oops, we made a mistake. They're telling medical workers they're going to be fired. But then Obama plays the good cop and says, we're not making you take the shots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get Foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to Foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at Foodinsurance.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Joining us from Panama, General Albert Enstubblebine III, Dr. Rima E. Lebo, their husband and wife. They travel all over the world fighting the globalist agenda. They have done so much great work, and I wanted to have them back up this week. We're going to take some of your phone calls coming up in the next segment specifically for them on the vaccines, Codex Alimentarius, the New World Order. Whatever you do, just please address your questions to them or make your quick point. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, you got cut off again as we went to break, as you were trying to bring up the No Shots program, and you're calling for plaintiffs, specifically people. Who needs to call you?
in New Jersey with kids 5 years and younger, because the mandate is very strong that they must be vaccinated with the flu vaccines recommended by the CDC. And the judge, here's the point, when we went to the hearing on November 5th, the judge said, your case has New York plaintiffs, and the New York mandate for healthcare workers has been called off. Therefore, he said, I want to come back in. I want this case in my court, but I want you to come back with New Jersey plaintiffs who have children 5 years of age and younger.
I want to stop you. This is huge. You and Bert are taking incredible action. You're going into the belly of the beast. You file suit. And the New York judge says, yeah, they're pushing it, but they're not forcing it now, thanks to previous suits. Bring me New Jersey plaintiffs. And so in federal court, you need New Jersey plaintiffs, people who've been pressured in public schools. I know we have listeners in New Jersey. They need to go to healthfreedomusa.org, and you can have them given the paperwork. It's very easy because they're trying to set the precedent in New Jersey for future staged events. This is, people want to have a victory against the globalists. This is it. I mean, isn't it, General, you guys are really taking action here.
Well, we're trying to, Alex, and right at the moment, we need the help of these New Jersey residents to be plaintiffs in the case. So we need, again, voices.
This is a federal case, Alex, so that if the judge rules in our favor and an injunction, it will keep the FDA from releasing any of their deadly vaccines. Let me give you an email.
And this will set a huge precedent too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely can stop the vaccine juggernaut in its tracks. And let me tell you, when the United States cannot proceed with its vaccine program, every other country in the world will come to a grinding, screeching halt. So this is a federal case, but it has global implications. Now, let me give you an email. If you want to be a New Jersey plaintiff, email us at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, dot Fusetola, F-U-C-E-T-O-L-A, at USA.net, Ralph.Fusetola at USA.net, or go to our website, healthfreedomusa.org, and scroll down to the lower right-hand side, and there you will see an entry on Stop the Shot. Contact us. This will not cost you money, but it could save you and your family your lives.
And so the plaintiff, all of us, so the plaintiff, and resistance is victory. People always talk about, well, we need to do something. All we talk about is solutions. This is a smart solution. Even if you guys don't succeed, at least you fought. But you're saying you have a judge. It's clearly constitutional that they can't force you to take vaccines. New Jersey's saying they're going to arrest you if you don't give your kids the shots. So anybody being threatened with this mandate, anybody who's got children in New Jersey can be a plaintiff, correct?
Correct. Well, the child has to be five or under. Now, it's very important to understand this will not cost you money. This will not endanger you. This will allow you to participate, and the more the merrier, will allow you to participate in stopping the vaccines from being even recommended because they are illegal, they are untested, they are unsafe. So,
and if people would have done this with Rick Perry taking that deadly Gardasil shot and forcing it on people, there wouldn't have been all those deaths. We just lay here and go, Rick Perry's our God. He says we got to take it. We do. We roll over and let him hit us.
And I want to know how many of the girls and women who have taken that god-awful Gardasil and now the new one, Cervivax.
This is kind of dramatic how we keep losing them. Can we flip over to the other line every time we go to break? Hannah Montana says all the girls need their shots. Hannah Montana says that we need a global carbon tax. And Hannah Montana says we need to get rid of free speech with the cybersecurity.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls for our guest. I meant to get him up for a full hour and a half and take calls, but we had problems connecting to Central America today. As you've heard, they got on about 20 minutes late. We'll have him on in a month or so again because he has such a wealth of knowledge. And phone call-wise, Jay, Jeremiah, Paul, Brendan, Holly, and others, we're going to get to your calls coming up here in about 10 minutes, but I want them to be able to finish up with their initiative to fight the vaccines and the reports coming in of it sterilizing, miscarriages, deaths, convulsions. That's now confirmed. And then Desiree, the young lady who was becoming a cheerleader, she was a backup cheerleader for him, she reportedly has gotten better now. So they're not letting folks know about some of the treatments for Guillain-Barré type neurological disorders. Dale Dudley, local talk show host, number one talk show host in the morning, 93.7 KLBJ, the FM sister station of our AM affiliate. I've known him for over a decade. He got partially paralyzed after a vaccine a few months later, and they went to the doctors, and they did tests and said Guillain-Barré probably from the vaccine, but he got better. A lot of times you do get better, thank God. So we'll, and that's all over the news that's happening, but I know people. That was a regular seasonal flu shot, so we're going to talk to them in just a moment. I haven't thanked any sponsors today. Number one is the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. That is how we fund so much of what we're doing here, is you purchasing T-shirts, books, videos, materials. We have a big nut to crack every month, and the videos, the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the materials, the wristbands, it's all about spreading the word. It's all about fighting the globalists. It's all about having an awakening, and you also support us. So please, especially with the holiday season, with Christmas here, give them an end of in the Fed T-shirt. Give them a Fall of the Republic video or a FEMA, Camp FEMA video or Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You know, this is a big platform where we support everybody else. Well, we need your support as well. Plus, you get great books and videos. So InfoWars.com to order or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And support folks like our guest at HealthFreedomUSA.org. Support them. We're not the government. We don't come and take your tax money and then use it against you. We're here putting the truth out, asking for your support. And then we have our other sponsors that also fund us that I really believe in, like SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having a non-hybrid seed bank means having the ability to grow endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. By the way, they got Woody Harrelson running around with these YouTube videos to hype 2012, where he goes, man, it's a conspiracy. They got a seed vault. That's in AP and Reuters. But see, by making a joke out of it, now when you tell people about that, you get laughed at. This movie's coming out in 2 days. It's in AP, Reuters. In fact, Google UN seed vault. It's got armed guards guarding it. SurvivalSeedBank.com, that's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call, 877-327-0365. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Okay, going back to our guests. Quickly, guys, and I really appreciate you joining us. I want to get to some calls to hear their wild card questions that take us in different directions. But you were finishing up with the email address for people that are plaintiffs in New Jersey. And you were going to get into some other key issues about the damage we know the regular flu, seasonal flu shot and the H1N1 are causing Dr. Labo and General Stubblebine.
Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, dot, Fusatola, F as in Frank, U, C as in Charlie, E, T as in Tom, O, L as in Lima, A, Fusatola, at USA.net. Write to us and tell us if you're interested in becoming a plaintiff, and we will help stop vaccines in the United States and therefore in the rest of the world. It's close. It's at hand. The judge wants this case. The judge was listening. He wants the case as strong as possible. That's why he asked us to resubmit. What an opportunity. Now, if you also want to support us to help us defray the cost, great. On our website, healthfreedomusa.org, there's a link that says donate, do it. But the point is, we need the plaintiffs, and we can stop the shot. Imagine what a tool the genocidalists will have lost if we take vaccines away from them. Imagine.
Absolutely. General?
Principle of war, mass. That means we need...
That means we need to be able to stay connected with these folks. It's kind of fun, though, wondering how long they're going to stay up each time.
We're here.
Okay, you sound great now. Principle of war, mass, General. Go ahead.
You got it. Mass means we put the mass of our force on the enemy's weakness. Right now, New Jersey is the weakness. We need all of the voices we can get to put our mass on their weakness. Principle of war. That's the way you win.
General, what's the principle of war of just getting angry and deciding you're going to fight? That's the will to fight, isn't it? Don't we need to get the initiative, the will to fight back and grow up?
It's called the offense. It is a principle of war. It's called the offense. You cannot win on the defense. So in order to do anything, you've got to go on the offense, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Oh, by the way, the doctor who helped Desiree Jennings so tremendously, who is a colleague of mine whom I've known for many years, Dr. Rashid Buttar, did the ordinary things that doctors like Buttar and myself do when we have patients who are in trouble that the ordinary kind of allopathic medicine has failed. And yet we are the doctors who are under assault. Dr. Buttar has been seriously molested by the state of North Carolina, as have most of my colleagues. So
okay, let me stop you. I mean, to be clear, you're saying the doctor, because she was highly publicized, he was able to contact her. You're saying the doctor who helped this lady stop the bad vaccine reaction, who was getting paralyzed, you're saying he's in trouble?
We are all, those of us who are chelating physicians, some of us go to jail, some of us lose our licenses for using our medical judgment when it's not pharmaceutical, when it's not death dealing. Helping a patient, curing cancer, for instance, if you're not an oncologist, and of course oncologists never cure cancer, curing cancer is the surest way to lose your license if you acknowledge.
Well, there have been oncologists who've cured cancer who lose their license. They put undercover people in, everything, because if people start curing cancer and the word gets out, then the establishment's huge profit center of genocide is over.
The cancer is the single most profitable medical activity disease that humankind has ever encountered. Dr. Leonard Caldwell, a dear friend and colleague of mine, and it would be lovely to have him on the show, Alex, he has a new book out called The Only Answer to Cancer. He says that all cancer is curable in 2 weeks. Dr. Caldwell had 6 cancer hospitals in Germany that were shut down by the German government because he was so successful. He migrated to the U.S., and voila, same story. This is, in fact, a cabal. And we need to speak out, and we need to make our choices and put our effort where our truth is.
Absolutely. Well, we know they're suppressing life extension technologies. That's why they want to bring in the world government, not just to kill us, but they say they need to get rid of us because they can't give life extension to 7 billion people. And yes, that's the real reason they want to kill everybody, not that there aren't enough resources.
Correct.
Because there won't be enough resources with the current technology if 7 billion people start living to be 150. I want to go to some phone calls here, and I want to have you guys back soon because there's so much to cover. But doctor, when you were doing your residency, you made the point, and then when you were teaching as a doctor, and I've talked to many other medical doctors here on air, they said 20, 30, 40 years ago, seeing a child with cancer was in the ward was like, come see this leprechaun, come see this unicorn, come see this mermaid. I mean, it didn't exist. It was fabled. Now, I know 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 2-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds. I mean, it seems like everybody's got cancer. Everybody's dying from it. And and they just make it into a big pageant of, yeah, everybody's got cancer now. We're all come together. Isn't it beautiful? Without asking why everybody's getting cancer. Doctor?
When I was in medical school, and I did graduate within living memory, it was in 1970, as a matter of fact, when a child had cancer, other than a Wilms tumor of the kidney, all of us were brought in to gawk at the child. That was considered to be medical education, and it didn't do much for the child. It really didn't teach us anything, but that's how unusual any cancer in a child, other than this one malignant tumor of the kidney, was thought to be. Now, the statistics are that by the year 2020, any child who reaches the age of 18, whose birthday is 18 years at that point, will have either died from cancer or survived cancer in 50% of the cases. That means one child in two is expected to get cancer. That the ordinary immune system of a child is robust and vigorous, and children are very good at healing themselves. And if they're healthy and haven't been vaccinated and are eating decent food and they're in loving environments, they have wonderful immune systems, but no more, no more. Codex is helping that. The vaccines and allopathic.
Because they've taken the vitamins out of the food. They're drinking corn syrup filled with mercury all day, which they add for some reason to brain damages. They've been given all these shots to burn out their immune system. And the police and military and government people, they'll just say, you now die at 15 of cancer. You know, this is just how America is. And if you don't like it, You're a conspiracy theorist. General, how long can they carry this Holocaust out until their own enforcers realize they're working for eugenicist, psychopathic killers?
Well, as long as we keep the voices going and we keep doing pushback, and incidentally, we've got to do that. If we don't do that, then they win. So we need to continually find the weaknesses, find the place. And I think if we keep pushing back, they lose, and I think we can do it in, 6 months?
Alex, they're teetering. This whole vaccine has them reeling. They are not in the position that they thought they'd be in. They thought that they would have Codex sewn up and globally implemented by December 31st, 2009. Yet, at the Codex meeting, they were planning for Codex forward movement with various strategies in 2011, 2013, 2015. They are behind schedule. They are shaky. And now is the time for us to seize our power.
Now is the time for us to seize our power. I totally agree. Folks, I don't know about 6 months, but they certainly are not invincible. Their vaccine program is blowing up in their face. People are finding out about world government. So the establishment's now being forced to admit it, but put their spin on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And New York pulled back already. You know, they were doing mandatory, and then suddenly they're not doing mandatory.
On October 5th, Arnold Schwarzenegger said, "We will vaccinate every person in the state of California against H1N1. Today is 1 month and 6 days later, and to date there has been no forward movement with that
Well, look at France. Look at France. They said the law, you have to take it, and over 70% have refused. So you're right. People are finally figuring out they're being lied to. It's just key that we be there, you and others who have the truth, that everybody be there now that people are waking up, that we be there to give them the truth instead of them stumbling through life, taking another 10 years to find out what, you know, because it took us doing research, you and Bert and myself, you know, decades to figure all this out, all working separately. Now we've gotten a high level of knowledge, and people can come into this now and take advantage of all the research that people like yourselves have done.
And they should, and that's why we make all our information available for free. But I want to mention that the German populace found out through people like us, Alex, the German people found out that the politicians and the military were going to get the H1N1 vaccine without squalene, but they were going to get it with squalene, and they went berserk. They went berserk, and now nobody is willing to take the vaccine in Germany. And, in fact, the German government is imposing fines, financial punishments on doctors when their patients don't take the vaccine. So now, having miscalculated again, and they do miscalculate a lot, the German doctors are opposing the vaccine.
Yeah, I saw the headline, over 50% are refusing to give it now. I agree. General Stubblebine, is that a probe in military terminology that we go out, confront them, they overreact and show their true intention, waking up people that weren't on our side, now are, by seeing the bullying of the enemy?
I think I would call that a secondary attack. You know, we know where the primary attack is going to go, but if they put out a probe like that, it's more like a secondary attack to get you to commit, and then they come around and hit you with their primary attack. So we've got to be very alert to these kinds of tactics and be prepared to go on the offensive, another principle of war, in order to counteract them.
Well, no, I agree with you on that point. My point here is that by them trying to force people with fines to take the shot, that caused more people to go, "Why do you want me to take this so bad?" I'm saying their pushiness seems to be blowing up in their face. And as soon as we reconnect, we'll talk to him. I've been intending to go to phone calls. This is kind of fun, though. It's like we're talking to Mars Base or something. Hello, this is Houston. Mars Base over. General Stubblebine. Major General Stubblebine. And Dr. Labo. Orbiting the planet at maximum velocity.
We know the Panama communication system and its weaknesses very well, but this is exceptional. We're right on target, Alex, and they don't want this out. And I say, well, thank you for the confirmation, and that just shows us all how very important what we're saying is.
Yeah, we interview people down in Panama and even Paraguay and other places, and it never does this. This is crazy, but I know the Jesse Ventura thing was suspicious. Somebody was disconnecting that line. Jesse said when he moved out of the governor's house that the phone company said it was all tapped. And he got visited by the CIA, too. Final segment, we'll jam a few final calls in with our guest. I meant to get to more, but we've had some technical problems. Jay, Jeremiah, Paul, Brandon, Holly, we're going to jam you in here. Quick questions or comments, we'll at least get to a couple of you on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The rebroadcast is going to be a doozy.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You know, it's been 2 days I've meant to break down and go over what I thought happened at Fort Hood. You heard Jesse Ventura. He thinks it's a mind control operation.
Is this getting better?
It looks like a provocateur operation at the bare minimum, and there's so much evidence. Just when you've studied this, you know what you're looking at. Very, very suspicious. Side issue, General Stubblebine, I know more is coming out. You may not want to comment now, but the FBI, the CIA watching him, he was a psychiatrist. People reported two other shooters. They said he was dead for 6 hours. Now he's cognizant, out of the coma. It just fits all the past operations. You've got them launching a new war, expanding the war. You've got all these other patsies they've just busted that we know were patsies. Does this stink to you, or do you just think this is some crazy running around shooting people at Fort Hood?
No, I don't think it's a crazy, not at all. I think something has triggered him, and who knows? Did the trigger come from HAARP? Did the trigger come from one of the things that penetrated his skin? I don't know. It's very suspicious, though, for somebody to suddenly go on a rampage just because he didn't like war. He went on a war. That's what he did. He says he didn't like war.
It's also entirely possible. We have to remember that as a psychiatrist, he had virtually unlimited access to any kind of prescription drug that he wanted. And psychiatric medication increases homicidality and suicide. So what we're looking at, forget about the model, that may be part of it, but what we're looking at just as easily be pure and simply the neurotoxicity of these agents that cause the capacity for judgment to be suspended and cause aggression to be acted out against the sufferer against us at phenomenal rates. So we don't know how much of psychiatric mix was which brew was in his bloodstream. And until we know that, we cannot eliminate that possibility.
Well, that's what I was going to say. One of the big issues is, minutes after it happened, Joe Rogan was actually here in the office, and I said, Joe, if he turns out to be an Arab or in mental health, you know it's staged. And then he was an Arab and in mental health. He fits the classic Manchurian candidate. We know they hunt for these guys in research programs at universities. That's when they got Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, L.A. Times, MK Ultra, Alexander Cockburn. I mean, it's admitted that McVeigh was under mind control. It's admitted the Unabomber was mind control. This is mainstream news. So we have to look at this guy when he fits all the earmarks and ask what was going on and why does this serve purposes. He certainly could be a Muslim extremist. They do exist. But this thing stinks to high heaven. We don't have time for calls because of the audio problem. The next time we can get a good line, the next few weeks, we will have them back on as soon as we get a clean line down to Central America. But the website is healthfreedomusa.org. I want to have you back up soon about the attack on vitamins, the attack on organic foods. And I want to thank Albert N. Stubblebine III and Dr. Rima E. Labo, M.D. I want to thank both of you for the super job you're doing. And I want to encourage everybody to go to healthfreedomusa.org or to go to that email and to get involved as plaintiffs in this suit to block forced inoculation of little kids in New Jersey. This is such important work you're doing, and I salute both of you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much. And don't forget mass. We need mass.
Absolutely. You need plaintiffs right now. Give us that email address one more time, Dr. Labub.
Ralph, R-A-L-P-H dot Fusatola, F-U-C-E-T-O-L-A at USA.net.
Okay, thank you. We're out of time. God bless y'all. Say bye to y'all off air. Jesse Ventura, Judge Napolitano, they're coming up right now. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.